So, good morning again. What should we do? Got any suggestions? Let's just start with sitting and grounding ourselves and reconnecting with this awareness and the kind of effort, not that it's too muscular, but the kind of intention that allows awareness to be recognized more of the time. I'm always amazed that as soon as we know, oh, we're going to sit, that we all start settling into our nest, like, you know, getting our stuff and our bodies ready, and then we start being aware, as if, you know what I mean? Weren't we aware before then? Yes, we were, but it's good to be comfortable too. So, taking the first few moments to just let the body settle into a, come to a natural stillness. And we know how to do that. We bring our attention inside the body and we feel what we can in the body, and wherever there's some holding or clenching, we let that go. Relax maybe a little bit into or onto the sitting bones. Doing a scan of the body allows us to notice some long-standing holding patterns, particularly around the eyes, where we don't have to squeeze them shut, we don't have to hold them open, we don't have to furrow our brow. We just let them close gently. And then the jaw. The jaw gets a big workout every day, talking, eating. And it's good to notice that it's not going to be doing any of that for the next few minutes. And we can release the static tension of the jaw. Which often conditions an opening of the throat. As we kind of drift down through the body, we can release any holding around the shoulders, letting the breath expand into the chest and belly without forcing it nor restricting in any way. Unclenching the hands, ungripping the hands. And then around the whole bottom of the torso, pelvic, connecting to the legs region. We often hold a lot of tension there too. Seeing if there's some way to just settle more stability in the pelvic bowl. And then the legs and feet. It's amazing, even though the feet aren't holding us up vertically, they're still helpful in holding us up, even in the sitting posture. But we can relax them also. So that's how we, you know, kind of relax the body or let the body find its own angle of repose the place of resting, resting the body. And now we want to also take a look at the mind and kind of do the same thing with the mind, into this little scan of the mind and letting go of any holding or any tension in the mind. So how do we do that? Well, we don't necessarily look at the head or feel the head so much as check your attitude of mind. Or what is the weather pattern in your mind this morning? Is there some excitement? Some kind of resignation? Is there a freshness and an interest? Is it bubbly, flat, mercurial? Is the mind open, receptive? Or does the mind have an agenda? You see, these are the ways that we hold in the mind. And so as we just allow ourselves to tune into what's going on in the mind, we notice maybe moods or agenda or energy level. Not to fix it, not to change it, not to judge it, but just to be aware of it, so that we're not blindly acting out some unskillful agenda, energy, posture. Noticing that as soon as we bring attention to some tension in the body or the mind, it often spontaneously just releases. Does with the body when we become aware of it, and we release the holding in the body. Same with the mind. When you see that you're holding your mind in a certain posture of trying, expectation, anticipation, goal-orientedness, as soon as you notice that, let that go. And settle back into the present moment rather than reaching out to the present moment. Letting the present moment come to you. Letting it appear, receiving it, allowing yourself to openly feel the present moment. Recognizing what you're doing as well as what you're receiving. Can't help but notice that even though the body is sitting still, it's a dynamic stillness. There's all kinds of little sensations and flickers and movements that kind of keep our posture, our balance, maintaining it, adjusting in subtle, if not more obvious ways. So too with the mind. You know, even though the mind has no agenda other than to recognize the present moment, still there's a lot of activity in the mind. And we just want to know that this activity is normal, it's natural. It's the nature of the mind to know, to think, to feel. So we're not going to stop the mind from doing that, and that's not the goal. Goal is to let it all be there, and to the degree that we can, without reactivity, then it all settles down into a more quiescent, fluxing, dynamic activity. of mind. And while there's a lot going on in the body and the mind, we want to attend to a particular activity of the mind, or a couple of particular activities of mind. And one is to remember, the second is to recognize, and the third is the activity of awareness. Oh. So if we're going to have any intention to practice awareness, this is what we attend to. And you can see that the body doesn't have to get tense or muscular, effortful, and neither do we need to generate a tremendous amount of activity in the mind. We just need to prompt. We need to remember to prompt ourselves to remember and be willing to receive, observe, and thereby recognize the present moment. Which may be experienced as physical sensations in the body, environmental conditions of the room, temperature, odor, sounds, or some activity in the mind, thinking, planning, wondering what to do. The present moment just appears. It's natural activity of mind. It's a natural activity of life, if you will. Stuff happens. And what we're doing is just encouraging the capacity of the mind to recognize that and to recognize its own activity of awareness. We don't have to make the mind be aware. We don't have to construct a moment of awareness. Actually, having heard about awareness and experienced it before, it will arrive and arise and be recognized quite spontaneously. We just have to notice that. Our effort is to notice the awareness that knows the present moment. Just a couple more reminders. In every moment, something is being known. That which is known is the object. Physical, mental, emotional, environmental. That which does the knowing is the mind. So in every moment, there's a mind, knowing, an object. For this particular weekend, we're cultivating the recognition of the mind, the activity of knowing. And when we recognize the knowing, that's awareness. So we're practicing awareness, practicing recognizing the knowing activity moment by moment. What is known will change moment to moment. So we don't need to hold on to any of them or try to get rid of any of them. They just happen due to their own nature. When we can do that, we don't get entangled in a lot of thoughts about a narrative about them and our relationship to them. our relationship to sounds, to sensations, to thoughts. Instead, there can be this kind of attitude of let it come, let it be known, let it go. Awareness has no preference. It knows anything and everything equally easily. If we struggle, that's our own, you know, preference. The activity of our own preferring this, not preferring that, liking this, not liking that. Recognize this kind of attachment and aversion. Just another experience being known. If you're doing anything to support or facilitate your practice, just remind yourself to remember, to recognize the present moment. That's enough.